It's another case for Walter and Bunny. That's right. The famous detective duo who solve case after case in post-nuclear Vegas are in for another mystery. Brought to you by A-Bomb Radio. Today's harrowing adventure. Beware the Shroud. The night falls and a massive meeting between two organized crime bosses begins. What they don't account for is the mysterious stranger watching them.
Mr. Freakside. You do like being called that, right?
That's right. Guilty as charged.
Okay. So, Mr. Freakside.
Just call me Freakside. Drop the formalities. It's so boring.
Okay, Freakside. What? Before you interrupt me.
I only interrupt people who bore me. And you're definitely filling that quota.
Then I'll cut to the chase. While we appreciate the business, your product has been driving up. I'm concerned that it's killing the customers too soon in my district.
Can I pitch to you my product? I never said the product wouldn't break a few eggs. I always thought that it would take the customers to places. Now, is it places you wanted them to go? That's entirely up to you.
Listen, we just need you to dilute the product a bit more. That's all I'm asking.
My jet product is perfect as is. Why should I change perfection?
Because we fund you.
You think I'm in this for the money? You're more boring than I thought. Tell you what! Oh, this is interesting.
Shades? No nose and putty. Check watch to perimeter. We might have a thief trying to rip off our score.
Gotcha, boss.
Are you behind this, you freak?
Just because it's my namesake doesn't mean I would do something like this. That's too cliche. But I am liking the new situation.
Sam Hammond, also known as the Hammer. Tonight you'll face justice for the crimes you've committed against New Vegas. What's your defense?
My defense is... Oh, crap. What have I...
You killed your own crew to save yourself. Even to a guy like me, that's cold. Show yourself, mysterious stranger.
Wait, it's him.
Who?
You laugh too damn much.
It's part of my charm.
The person is the Silver Shroud. He's been going around killing organized crime members around the Mojave. Did I get that right?
You did.
I'll see you around, Silver Shroud.
Can I at least have a cigarette?
No. Tell me where your boss is.
I can't. He'll kill me.
You won't have to worry about that.
Sweet molasses. This looks to be one heck of a shootout. What have you found so far, Bunny?
I checked the exterior of the building, and it looks like the power has been cut out. Also, three of the dead were killed by a .45 auto bullet.
Don't forget about the scent of Vat Water 45. Bunny, take a look at the deceased. Isn't that Sam the Hammer Hammett?
It is. Walter, this is the fourth organized crime murder this month.
Do you think it's a possible gang war?
It can't be. Nothing was stolen, and look, same calling card as before. One silver dollar left in here. I see you're in deep thought again.
How so?
Your head wrinkles start to bend.
I'm just trying to figure out the motive. There seems to be no sense or reason for these murders. And no sign of theft, no set pattern. It's like we're dealing with
a vigilante?
Right, a vigilante. Bunny, this reminds me of the Silver Shroud.
Wait, you gave me grief for Grognak, but you read the Silver Shroud?
It's a guilty pleasure. Plus, the silver dollar coins reminds me of the Golden Age run of the Silver Shroud, where he used to kill his villains and leave the silver dollar as his calling card.
Yeah, a guilty pleasure.
Wait, look, Bunny.
I saw what you were looking at, too. You're looking at the bloody shoe prints.
There was someone else here, and he or she might potentially connect the dots for us.
Guys, we're having a major issue on our hands. Last night, my capo Sam was gunned down last night.
2 weeks ago, my capo was gunned down along with his guards. Do we have any leads?
I do. The guy leaves a silver dollar at every crime scene. But at least this puts everything in perspective. Now we're united instead of being divided.
That's right. Now instead of killing each other, we're working together. So, how are we going to deal with this vigilante problem?
I got two of my best killers on this. We're setting up a trap for our fake hero tonight. Paul, put word out on the streets about a massive drug deal tonight.
All right.
My two killers here, Ringo and Butch, will take care of this joker.
We're waiting for who to come out?
I don't know, but this is taking too damn long.
We got guys set up on every inch of the perimeter. Maybe he saw it and was spooked.
There's 10 guys out there. No way he can blow through.
Watch!
Your time for justice is here, Ringo. Tell me where your boss is, and I won't have to kick your teeth down your throat.
No.
Your funeral. I can assure you, you won't be very lonely.
Another day, another crime scene, Bunny.
It's another Silver Shroud shooting, Walter.
How can you tell?
Look, it's a silver dollar by the body. Who are the two dead?
It looks like Butch and Ringo, two heavy hitters for the New Vegas mob. How many dead did you count?
10 outside, 2 in here. That's 12 dead so far. What do you think happened here, Walter?
With how the 10 dead outside are lined up, it looks like they set up an ambush.
If that's the case, how did this person get the drop on them?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. There's no high ground. There's nothing here where he can counteract the ambush. And the shell casings are all up close and personal.
Wait. Look here, Walter. There's a canister. This looks to be military grade. Walter, this is a flashbang.
Military grade weapons? Bunny, call Humphreys. See if there's any discrepancies with any of the weapon storages.
All right, Walter.
I gotta find something.
Walter?
What is it? You seem spooked.
Humphrey said that no weapons have been stolen. What's going on here, Walter?
I don't know, Bunny.
Butch and Ringo are dead, Tom.
Damn it! We lost 10 men last night.
The Shroud kind of reminds me of an old hitman we used to have. Rich Costa. You remember him?
Yeah, he did a lot of damage to my family. What happened to old Richie?
He disappeared. No one knows what happened to him.
Well, I guess we can't call him up then. How does this incident make us look?
We look weak. Very weak. I don't think we have any other options.
I'm not throwing in the towel yet. How about Freakside?
The crazy drug dealer. You want to utilize him?
Yes. It seems like desperate times call for desperate measures.
How do we contact the guy? He only shows up when he wants to.
Put word out on the streets then. Tell him that Dominic Marsicano wants a sit down with him.
All right. What else?
Tell him we'll offer him premium dollar if he kills this freak.
Who would have a motive to kill these organized crime members, Bunny?
I don't know, Walter. I've been looking at newspaper clippings, old case files. I can't find anything. Wait, Walter. I found something. Look at this newspaper clipping. Remember this case from 5 years ago?
Family caught in shootout. 4 dead. I remember this case. It was horrible. What are you trying to imply?
The father, Walter. He survived, don't you remember?
That's right. What was his name?
Alan Rook.
Alan Rook. Now, why does that name ring a bell? Oh, wait, Bunny. Look.
An obituary section. Why are you showing me this, Walter?
Look at what it says.
Alan Rook, beloved father. So our only lead is dead?
We've seen stranger things, Bunny.
This is stranger. I did read a little about Mr. Rook. It turns out he was a medic in the NCR and served 2 tours with them.
What are you thinking?
His time with the NCR enabled him to fake his death.
So for 5 years, he goes dormant and hides.
That's the part that's rattling my brain. I don't know.
Bunny, make a call to the NCR and have them exhume the body of Mr. Rook.
All right, Walter. What's our next move?
I don't know. I'm confounded by this. But we're visiting the Tops next.
You know why we brought you here, right?
You have a Silver Shroud problem.
That's right. We want you to take him out.
You want me to take out the only source of entertainment I have? You truly are depraved.
Listen, I don't usually beg.
You and your friend Paul need to beg right now. I'm thinking hand and knees, steak dinner, the whole 9 yards.
You really want us to do this, Dom?
Yeah, we got a big problem. This Silver Shroud is interrupting our way of life.
Maybe it's time for a change.
What do you mean?
What'd you do to me?
Must have gotten a bad batch from my jet strain.
What are you doing?
Giving this town a fresh take on crime.
Please stop.
What's wrong, Tommy boy? Can't take the pain. Let me finish off my makeover! Now, where does that leave you?
Please! No! Please! I can't see! I got kids! Please, don't!
I'll send them a nice fruit basket at your funeral.
return to our mystery after this. And now, back to our story.
Walter!
Oh my gosh. There's two dead in here, Bunny.
Is this the Silver Shroud?
Let me look. This isn't the Silver Shroud. No silver coins, though most of these kills are up close and personal.
Both here died from stab wounds. The ligature marks found around this man's throat indicates he may have been strangled before he died. Oh, God. Walter, this is horrible.
You're telling me, Bunny. Wait, look. Do you know who these two are?
Dominic Marciano and Paul Jones.
Yup. These two were the last of the old Dons in this town. Now that they're gone, look for a power vacuum to ensue.
I have a bad feeling about this, Walter.
As do I, Bunny. Did we cut off the power?
No, we didn't, Walter.
Well, let me check what's going on.
Walter Camry, Detective of New Vegas. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Silver Shroud. Is that what you want to be called, or do I address you as Mr. Rook?
I don't know a Mr. Rook.
Listen, the jig is up, Mr. Rook. We're going to catch you.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, you sound so confident.
You need me, like I need you. You want the guy that killed those mobsters, and I want that person as well.
Who is he, then?
Some low-level drug dealer named Freakside. He's been dealing a new strain of jet. It's been causing many new users to either overdose or hallucinate. I tried to end him that night, but he got away.
What's the game plan, then?
I use you both as bait, and I take him down. He's too dangerous to be alive.
Wait, do you really believe that? What happened to justice, the court system?
You parrot a system that is corrupt and unjust. The powerful and the wealthy will let their friends loose all the time. And it's always right under your noses.
You think I don't know that? You think I don't get frustrated with the system that we have?
Not frustrated enough to do anything about it.
You don't know us, and you don't know me. We've dealt with all kinds of criminals, rich and poor. I always make sure those who do evil see justice.
Your version of justice is different from mine.
Walter, I got worried. Is that the...
Yes, it's him.
How do you know I'm a man? I could be anyone.
Your footstep patterns and the prints you left behind are consistent with a male.
You are good.
Why shouldn't me and Bunny turn you in?
If you wanted to turn me in, you would have called the cops already. This intrigues you.
We could turn you in and find Freakside on our own.
Yeah, you could do that. But let's face it, you need my help. And the NCR's corruption is making you guys have doubts.
How did you...
I always do my homework on people I need assistance from.
Fine then. You need to answer some of our questions.
Go ahead.
When and why did you decide to start this crusade?
This all started when I suffered a great loss in my life. Through that pain, I decided to become this. There's only one class that suffers from crime in this world, and that's the poor. I stand with them. Plus, I've been killing criminals long before you had your eyes on me. I was tracking Lock and Load Lenny before your little burial escapade ruined that. Now he's in the wind. Any other questions?
Who are you?
I am a symbol of hope and spirit of vengeance. Who I am under the mask doesn't matter. For once in this miserable world, the people have a reason to hope.
Then why come here? Why come to us?
What I'm doing is offering you two an alliance. It might be an uneasy one, but we both want the same goals.
Which is?
Justice.
Gentlemen!
gentlemen, you may have wondered why I brought you here.
Yeah, we're wondering why a freak like you brought us here.
Yeah, no offense, but you're wasting our time when we could be hunting the Silver Shroud.
That's why I'm proposing. We band together and take out the Silver Shroud.
Yeah, what makes you think we'll follow you?
Because I got a product that will get the clients hooked in one use.
Go on.
Me and my gang have been cooking up a new batch of jet that will not only get the client hooked, but it'll give a new high. One that's never been seen before on the Mojave.
What's so funny?
Life.
So how do we know you ain't BSing us with another cell job? Like you gave to Dom?
Allow a demonstration. I have a sample for you to try. Do you want a num-num?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Here, take this.
Ah! The lights. Everything is spinning. It's like Christmas.
What the hell, man? How is this guy gonna become a customer?
Shh, wait and see.
I don't feel so good, man. Help me! Help me!
What the hell did you do that for?
He was pouring me. Just like you two are. While this loathsome junkie was having an episode, I made the liberty of drugging both your drinks.
What have you done to me, you freak?
I just enhanced your life and turned your goons into my goons. They were bored of your leadership, and now it's my time to shine.
My stomach! What have you done to me?
This new strain of jet is vicious and very addictive. What I gave you and that junkie was a form of liquid cyanide. I had to get rid of my competition. Enjoy your deaths. Now I can move onto the new Vegas Strip and begin my coronation.
Freak!
Toodles! The city is mine now! Everyone either bends the knee, or you meet the same fate as the four mob bosses.
What the hell was that? It's nothing. Must have been the wind. Whoever's out there, it's not funny. Alright, who is it?
Look behind you.
Silver Shroud!
Now you're gonna talk, or I'll have you hung upside down in Freeside to be used as my own personal pinata.
What do you want to know?
I don't want to know anything. However, they have some questions for you.
Tell us where Freeside is planning on making his move.
Listen, I don't know anything.
We know you're associated with Freeside.
Ah! That should jog your memory.
What are you doing?
Speeding up the process. So if you don't want any broken bones, I suggest you talk.
Okay!
Where's Freakside going to strike?
He's gathering his army in the warehouse by Freeside. It's the one marked with a red cross. Now please let me leave.
Sure.
What have you done?
I just saved the court some time.
You will face justice for that.
Justice is fleeting, Detective. Filth like him would have been let off a court.
He still deserved a chance to see it. You can't play judge and executioner.
I just did.
What is this guy's deal?
I don't know. We'll call Humphreys and alert him about the dead goon.
All right, Walter.
Silver Shroud.
What do you want?
You know, I think even with all the stunts you pulled, there's some good in you.
Stop pursuing something that isn't there, Mr. Camry. So much has happened in my life.
We're still in this together, right? We're going to bring in Freakside to face justice.
I'm sorry. You need to stay out of my way.
Bunny, we're too late.
Look at all the dead bodies over here. I count at least five. Walter, we need to stop both of them.
Freakside!
Hello, Shroudy!
No more laughs! No more games!
I love it when you talk all tough.
Prepare to meet justice.
The only justice I'll be seeing is pure anarchy. The only pure thing in the world.
No. Tonight your reign of terror is over.
No, it's not.
I have a gun. What do you have?
Tricks up my sleeve. A brain. Something you lack, Shroudy.
What's so funny?
You fall for the same trick.
Ugh!
You're a little too predictable. You're boring me here. Any last words?
Make it quick.
Freakside and Silver Shroud, you're both under arrest.
Don't move a muscle if you know what's good for you.
Detectives, I knew you'd find me.
It's over, Shroud.
It's not over yet, detectives. I have a lot of tricks up my sleeve.
It's over, Freakside.
You severely underestimate me. Looks like you didn't account for the third option. Now, detectives, if you don't throw down your weapons, I'll blow everyone sky high.
Hey, Freak!
I'm done with you. You were yesterday's news, Shroudy.
I got something for you, though.
Oh, do you now? What do you have? Do it.
You don't show any fear.
No. I'm an angel of chaos. I thrive in causing agony and pain.
Wait! Don't do it!
I'm sorry, Bunny. It has to be done.
If you do this, you'll be no better than he is.
Oh! Blah, blah, blah. You've killed so many already. What's another body to your count? Come on! And fulfill your destiny!
No one is above redemption. Not even you, Shroud. Why did you put on the cape in the first place?
To defend those who can't defend themselves.
Does he look like he can defend himself? Look at him. He's defeated. This is over.
Ignore the stiff in the raincoat. Do you know what I did to this territory?
Shut up!
I turned this city into something beautiful. Something close to the brink of chaos. It's something that can't be taken away. Just like a dead family.
I said shut up!
Oh, touched a nerve.
Don't listen to him. This is what he wants. Can't you see he's riling you up?
This town was boring without me. I made it interesting. Isn't life interesting now that you have me?
Shut up! I won't say it again.
Let us take him to prison. Killing him, you're giving him an easy way out.
I made this town and carved it to be a product of my environment. The Boy Scout Brigade can't take that away from me.
No, but we can take away what you crave the most. Chaos. We're going to bring order to this town, me and the detectives. This reign of terror you tried pulling will be a blip in the memory of its citizens. They're going to take you and leave you in a nice little hole. And you'll be there to rot.
Oh, this is the beginning of our relationship, Shroudy. Do you really think a prison cell can hold me? On second thought, let's all go kaboom.
Ah!
I tricked you, I tricked you. I have a feeling we're going to be doing this forever, Shroudy. Do you think a prison can hold me?
If it can't, I'll be waiting for you to break out. And I'll beat you so bad you'll wish you're in jail.
I'll keep pushing you until you break your newfound morality. Do you think I'm the only one?
And any other freaks that come out, I'll be waiting for them.
Aren't you afraid of that? I inspired a new generation of criminal. Many will follow in my footsteps.
When they do,
we'll be there to stop them.
Shroud, we called the NCR and they should be here any time. We're going to tell them you escaped before they arrived.
Thank you to both of you. Maybe I can finally be a true hero. I could try to atone for the mayhem I caused as well.
One thing before you go.
What is it?
Who are you?
Like I said, Detective Camry, who I am underneath the mask doesn't matter. All that counts are my actions. We will see each other again.
That was some case. Did you have to keep yourself from asking for an autograph, Walter?
Very funny, Bunny. Did you get the results back from Humphreys?
Yeah, the tests are inconclusive if that's Rook's body. The body has decayed from the Mojave environment. What are you thinking, Walter?
That it puts Rook in the maybe file. I just realized that there's a missing socialite APB that I missed.
Yeah, who's the lucky socialite?
Preston Blake. A billionaire playboy whose life changed after his parents were gunned down in the Vegas Strip. He literally vanished into thin air after that.
Do you want us to pursue this?
No. We should just leave it alone. It doesn't matter who he is under the mask. He's doing good, and that's all that matters.
What if he starts killing again?
Then we'll bring him to justice. No one is above the law. Not even the Silver Shroud.
This has been another mysterious case of Walter and Bunny. Beware the Shroud was written and produced by Joshua L. Belmonte. In Beware the Shroud, Walter was impersonated by Eric Huffman, Bunny by Crystal Romero. The Silver Shroud and various voices played by Joshua L. Belmonte. Sam played by Brian Ha. Dominic played by Jeremy Robichaud. Paul played by DeVoice. Ringo played by Matthew Bentley. Butch played by Ron Galbadon. Brooks played by Ethan Pendleton. Will played by Edward Saba Jr. Goon played by Squishy Flan. And Freakside played by Clyde Gentry III. And now a special thank you to A-Bomb Radio's second and third tier patrons. To George Stocco, Michael D. Batku, and Joel Jackal, we thank you for your support. If you would like to support the True Vault Escapade series, be sure to consult the description below.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Hi, welcome to Three Count Thoughts. Let me introduce the crew real quick.
Hi, I'm Maverick Stone.
I'm Romer.
And I'm Jaxus. Join us as we talk all things wrestling. Each week, we'll take a topic from the wrestling world, knock it around a bit, and then go over the week in wrestling from a strictly fan perspective. We can be found on all major podcast catchers. We can also be found at Three Count Thoughts on both YouTube and Twitter. Or you can send us an email using threecountthoughts@gmail.com. Okay, are you ready?
Ring the bell.